Good morning, everybody. This is Lisa, Living with Lisa, keeping it real. And guess what? It's the first day of spring. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2019, and spring has arrived. The puppies have been eating and resting. And now that I start the podcast, now they decide to play. Crazy. Such is life. You know what I mean? Whatever. But anyway, it is Wednesday, March 20th, which means it is the first day of spring, and I have exciting news. Although it's only 28 degrees currently in upstate New York, it is supposed to be a high of 52 in Syracuse, so we might be upper 40s. I am tickled pink. Tickled pink. I'm not really tickled pink. I'm still just a very white Caucasian. All right, don't go away. I'll be back and we'll get our day started. And I'll see if I can get these playful pups. They must know it's spring. Get these playful pups settled down. This is Lisa, Living with Lisa, keeping it real. I'll be right back. You know the drill. I'll be back before you can finish singing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Do you know the whole song? Now, aren't you smiling? I don't know how you can not smile after singing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke, some of my favorite childhood memories. All right, so our quote for the day, March 20th, is this. Quote, life can show up no other way than that in which you perceive it, end quote. Neil Donald Walsh. Ooh, yeah. Did anybody say ouch? Life can show up no other way than that in which you perceive it. So if you perceive it to be terrible, awful, guess what? It's going to be terrible, awful. If you perceive life just to be a journey with many twists and turns and something exciting at each turn, then that's what you're going to see. You know, but I have people that tell me I have more of a Pollyanna outlook on life, and I'm okay with that because guess what? If that's the way I'm going to perceive life, at least I have a lot less stress than some that, you know, are always worried or always over, you know. And sometimes being overwhelmed means you're doing too much and you need to cut something out. And, you know, at one point that would have been me preaching to the choir, but I have learned over time. I'm not saying I say no as much as I should, and anybody in my family would tell you that, but I will tell you I've gotten so much better. So, regardless of what my father might say, I do tell people no. Not as often as he would like, but I do it. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to sit Indian style in my chair. Oh, sorry. Crisscross applesauce. That's what I meant. All right. Oh my gosh, that was rude. Excuse me. I thought, since it is the first day of spring, I wanted to find some fun facts about spring. There's all kinds of websites talking about spring. Stirring facts, blah, blah, blah. I went fun facts for spring, and this was the first page that came up, and it's actually part of Fidelity Bank, which I think is kind of funny, but they did a little blurb on what is spring, so that's what we're going to look at today. 10 fun facts about spring, and I will put the link on Facebook when I share this, but it's from TCI Business Capital website. So 10 fun facts about spring. The earliest known use of the term spring cleaning was in 1857. So the first time ladies and gents said it's time to do spring cleaning was 1857. And sometimes I do my spring cleaning during my February break. This February break, I spent it horizontal with the flu and strep throat. But spring cleaning, 1857 was the first time anybody coined that phrase, which is kind of fun. And in case you're wondering, why do I do my spring cleaning in February when spring is still 2 months away? A couple reasons. One, it makes me feel better and that winter will be ending. And two, when spring hits, I want to be outside playing in the dirt. I don't want to be inside playing with cobwebs. So, I mean, I still clean, but my deep clean usually has always been in February. So that in April, when that spring cleaning fever hits me, I'm outside playing in dirt and enjoying sunshine. That's just the way I'm wired. Number two, we've used the word spring for the season since the 16th century. That's when spring started to be its own season. I'm not really sure about that, but three, the first day of spring is called the vernal equinox. There you go. Four, the first spring flowers are usually daffodils, dandelions, lilies, tulips, iris, and lilacs. And I have daffodils and tulips busting through the dirt along the edge of my house where the snow has melted. I am so excited. I don't know if it's happening anywhere else because there's snow still covering the entire ground. But on that very snippet along the edge of our house, I can see where the dandelions and the tulips are starting to come through. The little new bright green coming up through that brown. Bleh. It's exciting stuff. You know, ours is always a little later because we still have so much snow. But we've had to shovel a path along the side of our house this year to get to our fuel tank because it was moved when our heating system went. Which is good because usually I don't have the daffodils or anything coming up yet. Number five, spring fever isn't just a saying. This I found intriguing. Hold on to your hat. Experts say the body's makeup changes due to the different diets, hormone production, and the temperature. I think that's exciting. I don't know about you, but spring fever isn't just like something we make up. Our bodies truly have a spring fever. It's like they wake up in the spring too. And I think that's why people with like winter depression, the spring is so exhilarating for them because their body and their whole genetic makeup is changing because of the season change. Six. My favorite part. I don't know. I like them all, I guess. I shouldn't say that. There's more daylight during spring because the Earth's axis tilts towards the sun at this time of the year. It is still light when I have come home this week a couple days. Oh, that is so nice. Because it just feels like I leave when it's dark and I come home when it's dark. And now, oh my gosh, like even the hockey game last weekend, it was still light at puck drop. But it hasn't been light when we've gone to hockey in months. We were like, oh, you can tell hockey season's ending. That part was kind of sad because it was light out when the game started. But there's more daylight. Seven, Tornado Alley is at its most active state during the spring. Number eight, hurricane season begins in late spring. Oh, I would much rather have snow than hurricanes, I gotta tell ya. Nine, on the first day of spring, that's today. The sunrise and sunset are about 12 hours apart everywhere on Earth. Everywhere. Sunrise and sunset are 12 hours apart. One day a year. The first day of spring. How cool is that? So today, the sunrise and the sunset are going to be 12 hours apart regardless of where you live on this beautiful Earth. That's cool stuff. And number 10, if you were to stand at the equator on the first day of spring, you would see the sun pass directly over your head. This happens twice a year, the first day of spring and the first day of autumn. Can you imagine standing on the equator on the first day of spring and be able to just, probably with special sunglasses, just watch the sun pass directly over your head. I think that would be so cool. And speaking of the equator, here's, I don't know, you might find this funny. You might think, oh my gosh, Lisa, you're nuts. When I was little, do you know how on the globe there's that red line marking the equator? And even on like maps, world maps, there's always the red line marking the equator. I always thought that if I traveled to see the equator, like that was my trip. When can we go see the equator? And, you know, my parents like, that's too far away. That's not somewhere we'll go. It's too hot, you know, this or that. And I don't know how old I was when it finally happened, but I'm like, I just want to see the equator. And they're like, Lisa, we're not sure that's a reality. Maybe when you grow up. And I'm like, ah. So I have no recollection of how the clarity came, other than I'm sure it was one of the times I was bothering them to go see the equator. And I have a black globe, which they don't even make anymore. It's like an antique. And it was my great aunt Judy's. And she gave it to me because I was fascinated with the globe. I was fascinated with history and places and never wanted to travel there. I just liked learning about them. And I still don't really want to travel anywhere. I'm good where I am. But I do like learning. And I said, I just want to see the red line. And I'm sure the room erupted in laughter, knowing my family of educators and my dad's sense of humor. I guarantee you there was nothing but eruption of laughter. That all these years I'd been begging to go to the equator, they probably thought I wanted to go and see the rainforest or, you know, the tropical plants and all of that that are along the equator because it's so blasted hot. And, you know, there's special trees and special plants that only grow there because of the heat. And all this time, they probably thought I had some clever scientific brain and I just wanted to see the red line. Because I was fascinated that this red line went across the center of the earth and even through the water. So in case I've confused you, I thought the equator was real. I mean, the equator's real, but I thought the red line marking the equator, like that there was this big piece of red tape going around the earth. I don't know what I thought, but I thought the equator was real and that there was this red line like on the earth and in the water that you would know it was the equator. All right, there's your fun fact about me today. I thought the red line of the equator was real. And I think I was in the middle school before I was corrected. Yep. And I'm pretty sure my family thought it was quite amusing because they thought I wanted to go see some place and I was looking for a red line. And knowing my family, there was probably much, much laughter in the house. And I'm okay with it because as an adult, it's kind of fun. Like, duh. Can anybody else relate? Oh my gosh, so funny. Oh, I love it. So, yeah, there we go. So, little 10 fun facts about spring. I'll share that link in the Facebook message when I post this. To Facebook for the link. I will, in a comment below, have the link to the fun facts about spring according to Fidelity Bank. I thought it was kind of funny that Fidelity Bank is telling us about the fun facts of spring. But I do want to share one other thing before I let you go and get your day started. I use Anchor as my podcast app that I use. My provider is my podcast provider. I use Anchor. Love Anchor. Very happy with them. They're always upgrading, making changes. They recently merged with Spotify. And, well, now they have new analytics, which they didn't have any analytics when I started. And that was one thing I kind of missed because on my website, like I can go and look and see You know, like, where are my readers from? You know what I mean? So, or you used to. Now I don't think they have it anymore. It's like, but, so Anchor has added geographic locations for analytics, and then how are people listening? So like 22% of my listeners are listening using the Anchor app. 21% of you are listening through Apple Podcast. 57% are listening via another form of podcast. Which, yeah, that's cool, but not but because there are so many different options to listen to podcasts. And that means Living with Lisa, Keeping It Real, is available on that many different podcast apps. And that's huge because you have to have so many listeners before you get shared and included on some of the other podcast apps. So that's like a compliment that I have so many on others because people are listening to Living with Lisa, Keeping It Real. My daughter listened yesterday. I'm like, stop, you did? I was like so excited because she's never listened. She doesn't read my, you know, blogs or anything, which is fine. Not that there's been much to read lately. But there will be a second blog today. I blogged yesterday, blogging again today. What do you think about that? But anyway, back to the analytics on the podcast. So in addition to knowing how people are listening, so you know like what your audience is, now I actually can even look and see where are people listening from. So 86% of my listeners are from the United States. That makes sense to me. I actually thought it would have been higher. But here is like the fun fact. 7% of you are listening from France. I have 2% listening from Sweden. 2% listening in the United Kingdom. That is so cool to me. Like, I figured it'd be 100% United States, right? 86% United States. That's it. 7% in France. Hi, France. I have listeners in France. I have listeners in Sweden, and I have listeners in the United Kingdom. That is so cool to me. I just think that is so fun. And, you know, fun. And then when you click on it, like for the United States, you can go over and you can see based on the state who's listening the most. Most of my listeners in the United States are in California. Hey, Cali, like that? I don't know, it tickles me. And New York is second. I would have thought it would have been all United States, all New York, like my friends and family. It's not. This is so fun. Like, it's encouraging because that means not only are people listening, people are listening that I don't know. I know, and you're going, all right, you're nuts, lady. California and New York were my top two. And then Maryland, Texas, Virginia, Florida, Arkansas. That's like exciting stuff. But most of my listeners are from California. I think that's like way cool. So I don't know. So, and then like if I click on the United Kingdom, all my listeners in the United Kingdom are from England. Ooh. And in France, all of my listeners are from Hauts-de-France. And in Sweden, my listeners are from Västergötland. I probably did not spell that right, and I apologize, or pronounce that right. I'm sorry. But isn't that cool? So 86% of you are listening in the United States. And of the 86% of you in the United States, 44% of you are from California. Whoop, whoop. Does that mean I have a place to stay if I ever go to Cali? Oh, yeah. So, new fun analytic type stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of fun. You know, and I can go in and see, like, what episodes and how many plays via Anchor. Anybody that listens through Anchor, I can kind of see, you know, what episodes were the most listened to on Anchor. Exciting stuff. Living with Lisa, keeping it real. It's available on 12 platforms, 12 different apps. So you might be listening through Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, Stitcher, or TuneIn. And I don't know, it's really fun. And then there is an RSS feed. I wonder if I can add that to my... Oh, I already have it on my podcast, or on my blog, or on my website. So, exciting stuff. Just thank you for listening. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate Anchor, because thanks to Anchor and being able to see those analytics, it's very exciting for me that, you know, I knew people were listening, but I had no clue, like, how many people were listening from different places. So that's exciting to me. That's just, that's cool stuff. And I want to say thank you. So thanks for listening. And if there's something you want to hear about, you know, I don't know, the top 10, whatever, I don't know, give me a call. Message me, leave me a message, Facebook message, comment. I don't know. Have fun. This is Lisa, Living with Lisa, keeping it real. And I hope you have a fabulous day and do something fun. Enjoy this first day of spring, the only day next to the first day of autumn that we all have 12 hours between sunrise and sunset. Cool stuff. This is Lisa signing off. Let's get this day started. Catch you tomorrow. Bye.